This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Oklahoma City beat the Knicks 116-105, Milwaukee bested Brooklyn 129-125, and Boston topped Philadelphia 116-108. New York Knicks forward Carmelo Anthony has been added to the Eastern Conference All-Star team for Sunday's game at New Orleans. It's the 10th All-Star nod for Anthony, who will replace the injured Kevin Love of Cleveland. Only LeBron James has been selected to play more All-Star games than Anthony among active players. Philadelphia center Joel Embiid will not participate in the Rising Stars Challenge or the Skills Challenge at NBA All-Star Weekend in New Orleans because of an injured left knee. Oklahoma City's Alex Abrines will replace Embiid on the world team for Friday's Rising Stars Challenge. Denver's Nikola Jokic will replace Embiid's spot in the Skills Challenge on Saturday. President Donald Trump won't be filling out an NCAA tournament bracket on ESPN this March, unlike his predecessor Barack Obama. An ESPN spokesman says the network expressed its, quote, interest to the White House in continuing the presidential bracket. They have respectfully declined, end quote. In college men's basketball, UAlbany beat UMBC 78-69. Vermont beat UMass Lowell 87-66. Army snapped a three-game skid with a 52-47 upset of Holy Cross. Stony Brook defeated Hartford 66-54. The New York Mets are returning to West Point to play Army in an exhibition game for the first time in 33 years. The Mets announced Wednesday that the game will be held at Doubleday Field at Johnson Stadium on March 31st at 3 p.m. Meanwhile, a state lawmaker whose district includes Cooperstown is making a strong pitch to have New York designate baseball as the official state sport. Senator Jim Seward, a Republican from Milford in Otsego County, tells the Citizen of Auburn newspaper that nearby Cooperstown is home to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.